After the resurrection, it could be seen now with crystal clarity what the disciples couldn't fathom during his lifetime. Namely, the kingdom of God would be most gloriously revealed in a crucified and risen king. Therefore, the shift that happens in no way diminishes the importance of what was taught about the kingdom during the lifetime of Jesus. But it does shift. It does put the overwhelming emphasis now on the king himself as the crucified, risen Lord of the universe. Jesus as Lord is almost synonymous in the epistles with "the king has come." The new emphasis, which is more explicit in the epistles, declares Jesus is Lord. In fact, if you would have pressed me, I'd say "the kingdom has come" is almost synonymous with "Jesus is Lord." Or to say it the other way around, Jesus is Lord is almost synonymous in the epistles with the kingdom, the reign, the king has come. It's not just that he has come, he will come. I think we probably do well today to keep this in mind whenever we start to foreground the kingdom of God. Let's make sure that our teaching has the flavor of the apostolic application of the reign of Jesus in the churches and in the world. It is the lordship of the crucified and risen Christ that should receive the emphasis today.